Nepal's trailblazer Christians remain undaunted by the purported anti-conversion bill. Militant threats in Nigeria keep a ministry cautious. And a reality show family promotes biblical foundations. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In 7 weeks, Nepal is supposed to have a new constitution ready to go. Lawmakers have already revised the penal codes. Now, what emerged from that was a form of an anti-conversion bill. Alarms sounded, but 8CJB Global's Ty Stakes says their Nepali partners were much more measured in their response.
Many of the leaders that I know who are older, who lived through the times before the mid-80s and earlier and were Christians, have been in jail. And they have been prosecuted previously by the government for their faith.
Stakes says their partners use radio for evangelism and church planting, with the indigenous church structure setting deep roots. Are there concerns that an anti-conversion law will undo years of work?
This isn't a done deal yet. The legislation is not in place and it's not being enforced on any level. And the situation for Christians to reach out to their communities hasn't changed as of today.
What you can do is keep praying and get involved. You can find out more about 8CJB at our website. Next, Christians from across northern Nigeria are bracing themselves for possible attacks. Militant Islamists of the group Boko Haram have threatened the Nigerian military with attacks, and Christians fear they may be the scapegoats. Timing is tricky for Christian Resources International, which just sent a container of Christian literature to Nigeria last week. Jason Wolford says even before these threats, though, there were already security hoops to jump through.
With this particular container that's going to Nigeria, basically, the government had come to us and told us that they needed to know by line item every single thing that was in every single box.
But Wolford says the trouble was more confirmation that the shipment needed to be sent. With the added threat, CRI is convinced that God will use those materials.
This container that's going is going to have about 30,000 Bibles and Christian pieces of literature that will hopefully change the hearts of those that read it.
Pray that the shipment would arrive safely and that even extremists would turn to Christ as a result. You're listening to Mission Network News. The conversion of a Russian gang leader caused him to lose everything. We'll call him Yuri. He was a powerful gang leader controlling many of the state officials and operations. When they found out about his life change, his own cohorts tried to kill him, but God kept Yuri from taking revenge, and he sought to learn more about Christ. Slava Gospel Association sponsored Pastor Sokolov, and he's been Yuri's mentor ever since his conversion. Now they're asking for prayers as Yuri's in the hospital with HIV, a result of his old lifestyle. Pray that his testimony would drive others to seek Christ. Meanwhile, this year's Summer of Hope team with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries just wrapped up its first visit to a Native American reservation. The pastor there had been ministering for 9 years with little success. Even the kids on the team who've come from tough backgrounds said that the youth there were hard. But on the last 3 days of teaching the Word, dozens of students gave their lives to Christ. Pray as they grow in their new faith. And finally, it's no wonder this family of 19 children has a passion for kids. The Duggar family from the reality show 19 Kids and Counting is partnering with the Seed Company to teach kids about Christ. Their popular website for the show now features a link to the Kids Discover program. This program has weekly Bible stories and activities for kids. We asked Jonathan Kern from the Seed Company why the Duggars went for this partnership.
They want to instill in families, but especially in the younger generation, a love for God's Word.
And the publicity the family gets has directed tons of parents to this ministry already.
The Duggar family, they have a very significant audience, and they have a number of visitors to their website, some of them seeking guidance for parenting issues or questions about how to lead parents. So they are partnering with ministries that can provide some quality content for the people who come to their website.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God in July. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link where you'll find tons of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. You can do things like go on a short-term mission trip or pray for an unreached people group. I'm Ruth Kramer.